Hello, this is David, and you're listening to In the Background. Hello to anyone listening. As I said before, this is David, and you're listening to In the Background. It's a little podcast I do here and there. Nothing big, nothing fancy. I don't want your money. I just am doing this as I feel led to do. So, 1 John chapter 4. I want to discuss this a little bit because this is something I've experienced in my church and just in general. I think every Christian needs to be careful about who they listen to, how do they listen to it. Obviously, you're even listening to me. You don't know me, but the things that I say have to line up with Scripture and what the Spirit of the Lord is telling you. So I'll explain that in a moment. Okay, 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, I do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ is from God is a spirit of Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is already in the world. It's talking about the spirit of the Antichrist. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is greater in you than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You have to put before the Word and the Spirit everything that you listen to and everything that you believe. When I listen to people on the internet, on YouTube, and even when I listen to new people sharing either the gospel, one thing that there is a lot of is there is a lot of Christian opinions, not necessarily, I'd say, teachings from the Bible. This is a, like, you know, I know maybe there's maybe some episodes where I did that, but I just read through some verses here, and now I'm going to explain my understanding of that and my experience with that and what I do. And then you can put that before the Lord and do as you feel led to do. But with there being so many different voices out there, there's definitely good things and bad things that come from them. There are things that probably maybe I say that the Lord, normally I stay away from those topics, but the Lord has yet not gave me clarity on certain things. Or I'm still pretty young. That, you know, I'm 35, that I have not yet lived out in my life. But when you listen to different people on YouTube or podcasts and they share something, you do have to put that to a spiritual test. You have to seek the Lord on it. First of all, whenever someone says something, if it does not line up with what I see in the scriptures, I do not take that as something for me. Even it says here, actually, And this is something that I am actually learning and walking through myself. It is in 1 Corinthians. Wrong way, Dave. Sorry as you hear me flicking through my Bible. I actually like, there's times where I've read off of my phone, but for me, it's a good thing to have a tangible Bible. There are no distractions with it. If I'm reading my Bible, a text message isn't going to pop up in the middle of my verse. Divisions in the church. 1 Corinthians 10, 9, 13, 14. Where's it at? Right here. It's talking about it. We believe in prophecy where I go to church. So I know prophecy looks different in a couple different churches. I'm still growing in this area. It's not like I'm up there prophesying at all. I do believe in prophecy, but I believe you need to test what is said. So speak in tongues, the one who prophesies. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, because it's meant to edify the church. It needs to edify the church. It needs to sit well in the spirit with people, and then it also needs to be backed up by the word. Three things, in my opinion. Where in the world is that? Right here it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 29. Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others weigh what is said. If a revelation is made to another sitting there, let the first be silent, for you can all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and be encouraged. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to prophets, for the God is not a God of confusion, but a God of peace. And then it goes into women being silent and this and that. That's a kind of a whole other topic. And at the bottom it says, so my brothers, earnestly desire to prophesy, and do not forbid speaking in tongues, but in all things should be done decently and in order. So here we see prophecy being mentioned and prophets in a church setting. It's in 1 Corinthians 14, 29. You can say that it's only meant for the early church, but in my opinion, the blueprint for the early church is the blueprint for our church now. We live in the New Testament time era. There hasn't been a new Testament, in my opinion. But that's something you have to seek before the Lord, whether you believe that or not. But if it lines up with Scripture and there's an orderly way to do it, not like the new weird way where people are just up there yelling and stuff. But even in my church, where I go, I have yet really seen this. Let others weigh in what is said, because there have been times when people have shared and I was like, this, that wasn't of the Lord. It wasn't an inaccurate thing. It was an encouragement. If anything, I wouldn't say it. So thus, I don't believe when people say, like, I am the Lord, and this, like they speak like they're the Lord. I think it's not hard to say, I feel like this is what the Lord's putting on my heart, and share it. Doesn't have to be weird where the Lord's like manifesting over them. My personal opinion. But I also think it's pretty biblical to not do it that way. It says, let all things be done building up. When things happen in church and when we hear things from people, it has to be tested. Everything has to be tested. It says here, let others weigh in what is said. You know, it's I'm where I'm still learning is this might be another prophetic person or someone who discerns very well. Because one thing I don't want to see is someone get up and share, and then the pastor or the lead or whoever it is go up there and be like, "We just heard from the Lord." That's not a testing. That's not what I see here in Scripture. So that's not saying that we have it all figured out, because I don't think we do. But let's go back to 1 John chapter 6, was it? 1 John. Where are you at? 1 John. So all my papers are stuck together here. 1 John chapter 4, testing the spirits. We have to be careful what we listen to, because there's a lot of trash out there. There's a lot of information out there everywhere. On this revival in Kentucky, I've heard 5,000 different opinions of it. When I've researched it myself, the thing is, if you can look it up yourself and you look in the Bible and you see what's happening and you kind of feel in your spirit what's happening, it's not about being critical, but it's about being discerning. And when I watch it and I hear different testimonies from it, I don't overly judge it. There's a lot of really critical people kind of being critical about it. And maybe I don't agree with everything going on there, but what I've seen and what I've felt and what I've heard, nothing seemed out of order. It's a group. It's not a church. It's a group of students. I look at it as an evangelism. There's a guy there sharing the gospel with them. But you can easily listen to people be like, "Well, I don't think this is anything special. Well, I think people are making too big of a deal. Oh, this is social media." You can take anything and just kind of put it out there on the internet. I can go and I can say all sorts of stuff. But when it comes down to it, I need to be discerning. I need to seek the Spirit, and I need to test what is being said. When I listen to Joel Osteen or something, and he says, you know, God doesn't want anything bad to happen to you, and he wants to make you rich and prosperous and this and that, I think that's a bunch of baloney. Not that God doesn't want the best for you, but things happen in life. It's a, you know, it's a prosperity gospel. There are many different gospels out there. There's a gospel of self. There's a gospel of just love. There's a gospel of prosperity. Gospel of love is a hard one, because that's kind of sneaks in everywhere. Well, it's like we love everybody and we want everybody to be included in everything. The gospel of Jesus Christ is our gospel. For anyone listening, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Him crucified and us walking in the same steps as Christ took. We deny ourselves and we die daily, it says, and in the Word. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, that we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." As we continue on in our Christian life, we need to actually live out the gospel. We need to live out what we believe. Be careful what you listen to. Test the spirits of what you're hearing, because there's a lot of sheep or wolves in sheep's clothing. Could even be leaders. We must test what is being said. I don't want to be in a church that is legalistic and not believing in a quarter of the Bible, or saying that a quarter of the Bible, like, that's not accurate and this isn't accurate and that's not how it is. I want the whole gospel. I want the whole Bible alive in word and in spirit in church. And although there's no perfect church, I don't want to be in a legalistic church. I don't want to be in a loosey-goosey church where there's new revelations. I do not believe there are any new revelations that God has given people that aren't in the Bible already. Someone comes to me and says, "Brother, you need to lay your life down. You have been holding on to your life too much." And then I have to take that to the Lord, and I look in the Word, and it's the Word says, "You lay down your life for your brothers and your sisters. If you do not have love, and you hold what is everything to you, and you're not loving your brothers and your sisters, then I know that that was a word for me. I tested a word that was for me." And sometimes you can be given a word and it just is like nothing. You don't feel anything from it. It's a truth. Things must be tested. We have to be careful what we listen to. I'm not against listening to pastors of other churches and stuff. We need to put all that, though, on the altar, I guess, of truth. Everything needs to come down to truth. And what is this brother sharing? Is it applied to me? Is it in the Word? Does it sit well with my spirit? Even what I share. If you don't believe some of the stuff I believe, that's fine. And you never have to listen to it again. But if what I say sits well with you, and it's tested, and it's in the Scripture, then you take it. It's not anything, it's not like it's my gospel. I mean, my gospel is the gospel of the Bible and of the Spirit, Word and Spirit. So, hopefully you were encouraged by this. All this was is just a warning to discern things, is to put things before the Lord. Don't just take things and don't just listen to political Christianity. Things have to line up with the Bible and in the Spirit as well. It's just the Spirit and the Word. We need both of those. You can't have just the Spirit. You can't have just the Word. You need both. So that's my challenge to you, encouragement to you, and encouragement to me. So thank you for listening. Share it if you feel led to share, and have a good rest of your week.